Hey guys, it's your boy B Spell, and this is the Independent POV podcast. And I don't know if y'all heard it. This I probably a little bit late on it, but black business owner confronts a group of black women for twerking at his restaurant, guys. I don't know if you guys can hear this, but here we go.
Somewhere where our people can feel good about ourselves as a culture, okay? Yeah. No, real talk. And so all this twerking and shit, take it to Prime, take it to Pink, don't bring it here because we're a restaurant. And so beyond that, 75% of my customers are ladies. And I want men to show respect for themselves for how they carry themselves here. So how can I tell the men to respect themselves and you guys are twerking on glass here? If you want to do it, get the fuck out of my restaurant. Because I did it for our people and I did it for our culture. So don't do it again. I don't want to hear it. If you don't like it, get out because I don't need your money. I need to provide something for my people. And don't do it again. Thank you.
And that was that. Like, bruh, I can't help but agree with him. You know what I'm saying? This restaurant is in Dallas, Texas, I believe. And, this man had to speak his mind. These women are out here twerking with this kind of behavior. And he spoke his mind. People kind of like, he kind of was out of pocket and everything. And I'm like, bruh. No, that's his establishment, and he held it accordingly. I mean, you don't like it? Like you say, get out of his apartment. I mean, the man wants standards in his business, and he is within his rights to lay them down. I mean, the language was foul, but it had to be done for the sake of his establishment. Well done, bro. So, I mean, it is what it is. You know, man wanted some order in his establishment. And they had some music. Old girl was twerking. Like, wow. These people, like, they twerk everywhere, yo. Like, in the comments, I love these comments, bro, when they talking about it. Like, and let's be honest. One comment says, let's be honest, would McDonald's even tolerate this? Some of them will, some won't. Like, and then one comment says, the most alpha thing he said is, I don't need your money. Basically, screw security. Either get with it or get out. Exactly. Like, these people are insane. Then a lot of black women don't like when the black men tell them what to do. They look down on black men. He was 100% correct. Another comment says, I'm going this week. Gotta support this brother. If you gonna act grown, you twerk at a club, not in a place to eat. I don't care if the alcohol is involved or not. If you've been in a restaurant, you know how to act in one. You're not a child. Respect others' space, respect others' ambience, respect people, period. Exactly. And this was a woman response with that one. Wow. Like, here's another one. Twist her heads up in the grating motion for the rest of the world to see. I love this word. This word choice. Then another one, laugh out loud. The hood booger outro murdered me. Like, it's crazy. Women are twerking out of pocket now. I mean, twerking was fun for what it was because it was done at a place that wanted to be twerked. But at this point, it's like, okay, we got it. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a place for everything. And that's one of the places you don't do it when twerking. I mean, he set the standards of his establishment and more points to your brother. Kudos to this man. I hope y'all go to his restaurant in Dallas, Texas. I know it's somewhere in Texas, but you guys continue stay tuned to this channel. Make sure you get your friends, and hopefully, it's cold where I'm at, so I will be still be bringing the feed, and I'm bringing some more guests as we speak. So stay tuned. Till next time, guys. Be amazing.